You're listening to SBS News.
It's that time of year. There's a definite hint of spring in the air when the football finals get underway. In the AFL on Friday, the Melbourne Demons and Geelong look to extend their season. The loser will be left picking up the pieces with only next season to look forward to. Demons captain Jack Viney has declared himself a certain starter, despite not playing for 2 months because of a foot injury.
Yeah, I'm not stressing about it too hard. I think come post-season we'll do a bit of a look into it, dig deep and see if there's anything we can come up with. But for the short term, I'm pretty confident with it and, really happy with how it's feeling and tracking.
The match is the first Demons finals match for 12 years. On Saturday afternoon, the Sydney Swans and Greater Western Sydney Giants battled it out in the second meeting between the sides in the finals. In the evening, the West Coast Eagles can earn a home preliminary final when they take on Collingwood in the new Perth Stadium. In the National Rugby League, the Melbourne Storm looks to maintain its perfect home record against South Sydney on Friday evening. The Rabbitohs have never beaten the Storm at home, and their chances won't be helped by the fact Melbourne welcomes back a host of big names, including Billy Slater, Cameron Munster and Suliasi Vunivalu from injury. The winner progresses directly to the preliminary final. On Saturday afternoon, the Penrith Panthers take on the New Zealand Warriors in an elimination match. In the evening, the Sydney Roosters and the Cronulla Sharks battle it out for a place in the preliminary final. There's one match on Sunday afternoon when the out-of-form St George Illawarra Dragons travel to Brisbane to take on the Broncos. Broncos hooker Andrew McCulloch will be back for the match after spending the last game on the sidelines with concussion.
A few little headaches the next day, but I wasn't playing this week, so we didn't have to rush it throughout the week. So got my last test done yesterday and, all set to go. I'm looking forward to finally getting it out with the boys. It's probably been a bit of a positive mindset for me to have a bit of a freshen up and work on a few niggles before this time.
And in rugby union this weekend, Australia's Wallabies are hoping to move on from licking their wounds after two successive defeats by New Zealand when they take on South Africa in Brisbane. Fullback Israel Folau is hopeful of taking the field, and he wants to help end what's been a difficult time for the side.
It's been a tough couple of weeks in terms of the way that we've been playing, and there's it's going to be a tough game on the weekend. Really got to turn up and deliver and try and get the result that we want.
After the match against the Springboks, Australia will take on Argentina on the Gold Coast next weekend. The European football leagues are all on a week off for an official FIFA window. It's a perfect chance for Australia's Socceroos to gather in Antalya, Turkey, and for new head coach Graham Arnold to get his first look at his players. There are several new faces in the training squad, including Awer Mabil and Kenny Dougal, and it's also a chance for the more established players, such as striker Jamie McLaren, to make sure Arnold knows exactly what they're capable of.
It's obviously good to be involved in any camp. You never take those things for granted. And with Graham coming in, you kind of want to impress. And, first impression is always key. And I think, for myself, having scored already this season, I'd like to carry some confidence into this camp and show Arnie what I can do. And, just really looking forward to this week.
The next two fixtures for the Socceroos before January's Asian Cup are against South Korea and Lebanon in November. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.